All right. As Jane said in the beginning, we're going to pull a bit of an audible here this morning. I'm just trying to locate. There it is. The scripture that I was going to be a part of the message this morning. But we're going to transition and do something together as a church family this morning. So if you're like me, or probably most of us, what has been happening in Russia and Ukraine has been incredibly heavy, and it just kind of lacks some words to describe what's happening there. And so this morning, what I want to invite us to do is to pray together. And so before we get to that, I just want to kind of frame this. Because as we think about God revealed to us in Jesus enters into the suffering of humanity. He enters into the hardest places. It's not something that he avoids, but it feels like something that Jesus is drawn to. The passage of scripture that I was going to look at this morning was Jesus in Gethsemane, and the NRSV has a wonderful translation that gets to the emotions of Jesus in that place as he's facing the suffering that's going to take place. Matthew writes, "Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.' Took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them, 'I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me.' And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and he prayed." I'm going to invite us, maybe metaphorically, to throw ourselves on the ground and pray this morning. If you want to get the Bibles, the red books that are in front of you, out a while, and put your finger in placeholders at Psalm 31 and then in Psalm 91, in just a moment, we're going to break up into groups of maybe five or six people. And we're going to read through these psalms, and then we're going to just spend our time this morning praying for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. One of the things, as we were singing these songs this morning, I was actually trying to imagine myself singing these songs there. Because the steadfastness and all those kinds of things that we sang about God, I just tried to think about what it would be like to embody those things and to sing those things from the places where our brothers and sisters are in Russia and Ukraine. Before I give instructions on how to do that, Laura Stamberger is part of our church family and a lover of the people of that area of the world, as she spent a lot of time there. And so she has something to share about kind of their experience of Lent. She's going to lead us in a prayer, and then I'll give us some instructions for prayer. That sound good? Please.
Good morning. It's good to gather with my brothers and sisters. I'm not used to this
You don't have to talk at it.
So God has gifted me with the relationship, the love of people in, especially in Russia, but in the entire former Soviet Union. And if you ask any Russian, they'll say, "We are the most peace-loving people in the world because practically no other people have experienced war as much as we do. We have, and we hate war." And they even have peace to the world in bricks and in apartment buildings. But 10 days ago, it's just everyone's in shock at what's happened. And it might sound funny, but I'm glad it's happened during Lent. because it just seems like the appropriate thing in Lent is to be seeking God, to bare your heart, to examine yourself. In that part of the world, the Eastern Orthodox Church is very predominant, and they calculate Easter and Lent a little bit differently than we do. Today is actually in some ways kind of like their Mardi Gras. It's the last day before Lent begins. And they have a special name for this Sunday, and it's called Forgiveness Sunday. And they have two traditions connected with today. The first one is that the sermon should always be remembering how Adam and Eve rejected God's provision for them, and instead of trusting the Lord, they decided to take for themselves, do an end run around God and take authority for themselves. And this, of course, resulted in alienation from God, from each other, and alienation from their land. And that happens in the morning. In the evening, they have a special service. And right now, it's 7 o'clock in Moscow and 6 o'clock in Kiev, so maybe right now. And what they do is they ask each other for forgiveness, and they give forgiveness to all the other members of the church. And they try to start the season of Lent in a spirit of reconciliation with one another. Today we're going to pray not only for Ukraine but for Russia too, that they would be reconciled one to another. And because here we don't have another service, I'm gonna go a little bit longer than the first one. It's sneaky here. And I want to read out a kind of a prayer that Martin Luther wrote based on a psalm, because times have been hard for a very long time. So here's this first part. We've heard this song before. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe, that's not Russia, that's the devil, does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that might be? Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabbath, Lord of hosts, is his name. From age to age the same, and he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God has willed his triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him, and that word is, it is finished. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them, abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Lord, we lift up our brothers and sisters who are worshiping you today, both in Ukraine and in Russia, some in their accustomed homes of worship, others in basements, bunkers, and subways. No matter where they are, let them sense your spirit. Draw people to yourself. For our brothers and sisters of the Eastern Orthodox tradition, and for us, may today's service speak to them deeply. Help us to repent from trying to grab things for our own selfish purposes, trying to wrest authority away from you. Help us to see where that leads us and to repent and be reconciled to you and to one another. Most especially convict the leadership of Russia, Lord Jesus. Have mercy and protect the people of Ukraine, and have mercy and protect the people of Russia. Strengthen the hands and hearts of those who seek to do good in Ukraine and in Russia and in neighboring countries. Thwart the plans of evildoers, Lord. Glorify your name, and may your kingdom and your peace, your rule and your reign come. Amen.
Thank you so much, Laura. I want to invite us, so this is going to require movement on your part. If you're new with us here, this is not a typical Sunday, so sorry about this. I know it's probably maybe a little awkward or uncomfortable. But what I'm going to ask you to do is get in groups of five or six where you can kind of turn and face one another. And so if you want to take a minute to do that, and then I'll give you some instructions as to what we're going to do. Okay? Feel free to move about. And as you move about, you might find yourself with people you don't know. So take some time and just introduce yourselves, get your names all together. All right, and I should have said this too. You're going to need the Bibles that I told you to get. Sorry about that. All right. Yeah, it'll be Psalm 91 and Psalm 31. Psalm 91 and Psalm 31. All right, so part of the work of the church is prayer. This is what we do. And so this is what we're going to do today. We are going to join in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Russia and Ukraine. Now, these two psalms, I think, as you read them, one of the beautiful things about the psalms is the psalms give us language that we might not otherwise be able to articulate on our own. And another thing, a beautiful thing that the psalms do is they allow us to bring that language Godward. And so there's going to be some angst and frustration in these psalms, but we're bringing them Godward as we join with our brothers and sisters across the world. And so what I want to invite you to do, and you can take a moment to discuss as a group how you want to do this. Maybe I'll just be autocratic. How about that? So each person, like, read a verse or two and then just kind of go around the circle, okay? If you don't want to read, that's fine. Just say pass. There's no judgment at all. If you don't want to do that, just say pass. But read through. We're going to read through Psalm 91 first. And so once you're done reading, what I want to create some space to do is just for us to offer prayers then, to offer prayers based upon that psalm. And so once you're done reading that psalm, we'll take a few minutes to pray, just however the Spirit leads you to pray. And Brian will just be kind of giving us some background music too. Then I'll come back and then guide us in reading Psalm 31. And then we'll do the same thing there, and then we'll receive communion together. All right, so please start with Psalm 91, figure out as a group what you want to do there, read together, and then pray.